95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We have sunny skies. Turned out to be a kind of a nice day, though a bit on the cool side. It's feeling more like Christmas. Yeah, we're getting a bit closer. And one of the events that is going on is called Christmas in the Village. This is part, or takes place at the Dakota City Heritage Village, which is on the Dakota County Fairgrounds. A lot of you are familiar with that. But we have one of the organizers joining us right now, Mary Hendricks from Farmington. Mary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Our pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about Christmas in the Village. How long has this been going on? Is that
Christmas in the Village has been about 25 years, and the village has been open since 1978.
Okay, wow, it has.
It's a very popular event with everyone in the area.
Oh, sure. Boy, I didn't realize that the village has been there that long.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. Talk about Christmas in the Village this year, if somebody goes up to see, and it's going on actually last weekend, this coming weekend as well, the 11th and 12th.
Correct.
What are some of the activities you have planned?
Some of the activities, well, we have 16 buildings that will be open and decorated for the event. And 12 of our buildings are heated by wood stoves. The machinery men of the village keep the wood stoves going during the event to keep it nice and toasty and warm in there for our visitors. And some of the highlights, each day there will be horse-drawn trolley rides throughout the village, and that's all free. And there will be musical groups in the church throughout the days. And folks are invited to go to the school and make a craft. And St. Nick will be in the depot to visit with the kids and give out some candy.
Oh, boy, sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. And the jail will be open, which everyone really enjoys, to get locked up in the cell and stuff. And vintage fire trucks will be at the fire barn. And Linotype will be in operation in the print shop, which people love to watch. And a toy display from the early 1900s and a toy display from the 50s will be in the general store.
Oh, fun. Fun.
Hot food and ice cream, 1919 root beer floats, hot chocolate will be in the drugstore. And they have delicious soup and sloppy joes and hot dogs. And in the millinery, ladies will be knitting stocking caps for American girls. And there's something new in there, a Dear Jane quilt, which I've never heard of before.
Huh.
But it's a quilt that's made out of blocks that are 5 by 5 inches. And then there's about 50 to 70 little pieces sewn in that. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Boy, that's you must have a lot of people working on that. That's
oh, yeah.
That's not a
yeah,
small project.
And then in the gift shop, Abdallah chocolates will be sold along with other wonderful gift ideas. And there's a big sleigh to have your picture taken by and taken in. And it's just a lot of fun for everybody.
Oh, I bet. You know, I grew up actually in a town in central Illinois, but there is a we had kind of a village, an old-time village like that, and going to Christmas there. It was such a treat as a kid, man.
Yes.
You don't understand. You don't always have a grip on what your parents, your grandparents, your great-great-great-grandparents did,
right?
Because they don't have iPhones and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that the 50s toy display can kind of relate to a lot of us, you know.
Oh.
It's all toys from my childhood, and it's excuse me, and it's kind of interesting. A lot of folks get a kick out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, Mary. You know, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, it takes many volunteers to run these events, and I'd like to invite people to come and join us because it's really a fun place to get involved in and good group of people to work with and everything.
Yeah, the volunteers really make that make the whole thing work.
Yeah.
Mary Hendricks is with us. She's one of the organizers for the Dakota City Heritage Village. It is going on this weekend, the 11th and 12th, from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock on, once again, Saturday. And is that Saturday and Sunday, right?
Saturday and Sunday, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it's $5 per person.
Mm-hmm.
And kids ages 5 and under are free.
All right. Well, it sounds just like a great slice of life, a little slice of Christmas as well. It's at the Dakota County Fairgrounds, so folks, I think everybody knows where those are. Just go up on Highway 3 and you'll find it. From Northfield, you'll find it.
I think it's 20th Street that you turn on.
Yep, 220th, I think, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mary, for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Enjoy the fair and have a good time.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Mary Hendricks, once again, with Dakota City Heritage Village. The Christmas in the Village goes on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 3 to 8 each day. It's at the Dakota County Fair on 220th Street, $5 per person, and lots of fun for everybody involved. We've got Rich coming in with a look at local news headlines in just a moment.